Hello, Jaden. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Robbo. Good, thank you.
That's the way. Hey, listen, this Johnny Depp, Amber Heard defamation trial, thankfully, is coming to a close. I've just come to the conclusion, I reckon they're both a couple of nut jobs.
Oh, yeah, I seem to agree with you on that one. They're both a bit wacky, really. And to borrow a horse racing metaphor, we're just about to turn the bend, heading towards the winning post, and I think it will probably go right down to the line, and there could be a protest. Who knows?
But
one thing I do know is that the last 2 days have been very, very good if you are Johnny Depp and his legal team, especially yesterday morning when model Kate Moss took the stand to deny Amber Heard's rumour that Johnny had pushed her down a flight of stairs, pushed Kate Moss, that is. And Kate took the stand and more or less in a very, very brutal and swift 4 minutes, basically debunked that whole rumour and in the process potentially smashed a massive hole in Amber Heard's whole case. Kate said that she actually slipped and that Johnny came to her aid and helped her out. So that testimony from Kate, I think, could potentially be the one testimony here that could potentially change the whole outcome of this case. And it could have been the one big thing that's destroyed Amber's chances of actually winning. But look, you know, nothing is guaranteed or certain when it comes to defamation cases. But, you know, closing arguments today and tomorrow, a verdict next week. So we'll wait and see what happens.
Now, Elvis Presley movie and positive reviews are not necessarily two terms that you hear very often together. But that is the case for an upcoming movie about Elvis at the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah, absolutely. Splendid reviews. They range from virtually good or great to brilliant or incredible. Lots of praise as well for Austin Butler, who's playing Elvis in this movie. Lots of praise for everybody in the movie. And it actually received a 12-minute standing ovation, which a lot of people might think, okay, that's a bit over the top. But this sort of thing happens at Cannes all the time. I mean, they jump up and down about everything, basically. But look, you know, it's a promising sign, and there's a lot of great hype around about this movie at the moment, and there'll be more to come in the next couple of weeks as they roll out premieres in a couple of different states across the country, and you know, as the interviews start rolling out. So expect to see a lot more of the Elvis movie over the next couple of weeks before the movie hits the big screen towards the end of June.
They call him the boss for a reason, Bruce Springsteen. You've got some big news for Springsteen fans.
I do, yes. I'm told he's returning to Australia as part of his next world tour, which will run through next year and then into 2024. We don't have any dates or any of his itinerary or details of any of his itinerary at the moment confirmed, but my tip is that he'll be here late next year into early 2024, so the warmer times here in Australia. He's doing the States first, then Europe, then winging his way back to the States, so then he'll be here to round out the year next year, 2023. So a lot to look forward to if you're a fan of Bruce Springsteen.
I've never heard a bad review about his concerts. Everybody that I've spoken to always rank it as probably one of the top two concerts they've ever been to. So I've never seen him live, but I would love to. So that's one to circle in the diary for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. He always puts on a great show. And I'm just like you. I haven't seen him live myself, but I know people who have, and they just absolutely rave about it. So yeah, if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, you'll definitely be excited about this news.
Good on you. Hey, Jaden, always good to chat. Let's do it again next week.
Let's do it then. Thanks, Robbo.